Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in on A Little Bit of Everything with me, and I am your host, Angelica. This is a podcast that talks about a little bit of everything, so sit back and enjoy the show. Welcome back to another episode of A Little Bit of Everything with me, and I am your host, Angelica. If it's your first time tuning in, this is a podcast that we talk about a little bit of everything. We've got guest interviews, we talk about reality TV, and of course, an insight of what's going on in my life. That's right, my life. Well, I just want to say it's been a while since I've pretty much done a little update, so I wanted to kind of just give you what's going on, what's happening. There is so much that's been happening for sure, 100%, where I'm just like, wow, this has been one of the busiest seasons I've had as far, and I'm looking forward to what's coming up next. So I do want to say is thank you to all my guests who have become frequent listeners of the podcast. I just really want to say thank you to all of you, and of course to the listeners who are consistently always tuning into the podcast. It really means the world to me, and I really appreciate it. So thank you guys so much. Okay, so let's get to this. I've been releasing episodes like crazy, and it's been overwhelming of how many people are listening in and tuning in. So I really appreciate it, and I'm always putting it to the universe. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and always thinking positive, because this has been a crazy journey so far, and especially through this pandemic. Like, what else are we going to do? I can't believe I said arse, but what else are we going to do? A lot of people have gravitated to listening to podcasts, and the reason why it's been pretty much blown out of the water here with podcasting. So I do want to appreciate all of you, and thank you to those who have been sharing the podcast and, you know, sharing it with friends and family. It really means a lot to me, and I thank those who are writing me through my website. So if you guys got something to say and some feedback or something resonated with you, you can definitely head over to www.everythingwithange.com. It's in the show notes. You can even chat with me through the website if you like. So thank you guys. I really appreciate it. I'm so grateful for all of you. So yeah, head over to the website, www.everythingwithange.com, and you can contact me there. You can submit a form and we can email each other back and forth, or you can just go into the chat on the bottom right hand side of the website so you guys can chat with me. So thank you again. So this past week, we've had a lot of great interviews. Like, you were able to find out more about myself in the Coupon Queen Pin on Friday's episode, and we had a guest co-host, which was Ken, Mr. Gentleman from the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Awesome, amazing time we all had. And it's crazy because, you know, he came up with a bunch of questions and he just like, I'm just going to throw it at you guys. And, you know, at least this way, your listeners, your audience get to know you a little bit better. So definitely check it out. It was Friday's episode. I had so much fun. I really did. And I enjoy editing that episode. So check it out. Friday episode, August 28th. Check it out. Then I had on Thursday, Tommy Breedlove, who is a featured keynote speaker, author, and business mindset coach. Oh my gosh, really enjoyed that conversation. It was such a long time since I recorded it. And then once it came out and I had to re-listen to it again so I can obviously edit and everything, I was just like, oh my gosh, I need to have Tommy Breedlove back. I really do. So I cannot wait till he comes back. And of course, we had our famous 90 Day Fiancé recaps, which we'd be doing the live recaps on Facebook. So if you guys want to really get the first of live, I guess the first recap live instead of waiting till 12 o'clock midnight for the episode, you guys can definitely head over to our Facebook pages, either at the Coupon Queen Pin or A Little Bit of Everything with me. Again, it's in the show notes. You can tune with us live on Facebook on Mondays at 5 p.m. Eastern. And of course, since the other way's been wrapping up, we're trying to come up with something else for you guys to really enjoy. So you can still tune in on Tuesday. We've got some stuff up our sleeve to talk about 90 Day stuff related until The Other Way comes back on October 11th. So I'm just like, oh my gosh, we were so scared to do Facebook Live, but we had to dip our toes into Facebook because there's a whole new different audience. And so far it's been amazing. And I think one of our first episodes, we ended up getting 3.5K of views so far about our first recap that we did, and we put it out on Facebook. I was like blown away in this collaboration with the Coupon Queenpin, and we just got to keep the momentum going. It's been awesome, and I do want to thank all our 90 Day Fiancé fans for tuning into the podcast because we are super grateful. We try to make it fun. We share opinions, and we just, you know, just really recap the whole episode and put in our own twist into it. And I gotta say, the Coupon Queenpin with her impressions of every single character has been pretty freaking awesome. It's been making me laugh to a point where I'm just like, wow, this girl's got some serious skills. She needs to like get herself out there, especially living in New York City, and start some doing voiceover work. Honestly, she's so awesome and makes it fun when you got two people. And you guys, thank you so much. Keep tuning in. If it's your first time tuning in and you're a fan of 90 Day Fiancé, I do release episodes of the recaps Tuesdays and Wednesdays at 12 a.m. Eastern time, so the rest of the world can get ahead of it and start listening to it. But if you want to be part of the Facebook Live, head over to Facebook and find the page of A Little Bit of Everything with me. The link is in the show notes for you guys, so you can definitely tune in on Mondays and Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern. Sometimes we're a bit late because sometimes with Zoom and broadcasting it live and all this craziness, sometimes it doesn't want to go through. So bear with us. I know most of you have been super understanding and we really appreciate that. But I noticed the same amount of people jump on. So thank you. And you guys can interact with us during the recaps. We can shout out your comments and your questions and your own opinion about that episode. So thank you guys so much again. So Monday I had Michelle from Nectar Consulting. She is the CEO. Very informative. And, you know, it's an episode where we can all learn about how to overcome fear and anxiety during uncertain times. And, you know, she's there to help people to go through these rough times and kind of get them back on their feet, either in business or either in your personal self. But as a business, if you're having a hard time transforming through this uncertainties, definitely she's there to help you out. And you really want to check out some tips that she recommended to all of us. So definitely take a listen. That was Monday. So that was the whole entire week. And of course, we wrapped up part two of 13 Reasons Why Graduation. What an amazing road we had with 13 Reasons Why. Who would have thought? Again, like, this is the final season, so we had so much fun. 13 Reasons Why, such a huge impact that I feel like we're creating. The amount of people listening to the episodes, we are so grateful, and thank you to the 13 Reasons Why fans. Now, this past month has been like, I feel like I had to kind of like slow down a little bit. I'm again overworking. I did take some time off and I was very excited for this. I went to Niagara Falls and, you know, we took a couple days and, you know, I was just like, okay, let me just not bring my laptop. I bring my iPad just to watch shows if my husband's taking over the TV whatsoever. And I had to really just kind of take it easy. And I preloaded all my episodes for that week to make sure, you know, all the episodes were being scheduled to be published. Because I do inform our guests that, okay, you know, your episode's coming live in a month in advance or 2 weeks or 1 week, depending. And I need to make sure these episodes go out. So I had to do that and then kind of just leave my computer behind because I usually tend to bring it on holidays. And sometimes I don't even touch it. And sometimes I do, right? So I felt like, let's just not bring anything and let's just enjoy ourselves. And we had such a great time. We did a lot of walking. I cannot believe it. I did like 20 kilometers a day of walking. We were there for 3 days. So it was really good. We did some excursions because my parents have never done it in like the past 30 something years. And they had such a great time. I had a funnel cake, which was one thing I wanted. I had the ice cream. I felt like everyone was social distancing during the day, but when it came in the evening, it was kind of like, I cannot be here. We have to leave because it was way too crowded and too many people. So there is shortcuts that you can get to where I was staying at the hotel. So I was just like, let's cut through here. There's less people and we can walk peacefully without having that like, oh, person, Mayday person. And, you know, I love the weather in the evening, and this is the time in Canada, especially in Ontario, where I'm from, Toronto. It's like the nights are becoming cooler, and it was like about time, because I think I showered like 3 times while I was there because I was like sweating buckets. I was like, wow, I cannot believe it. I am sweating. Overall, a great trip. The only thing I'm going to say, a lot of restaurants are charging the Niagara Falls destination fee. A lot of prices went up in their menu. I'll tell you, I went to the Outback Steakhouse, which we usually love to eat there. And I cannot believe how much we spent. I think we spent, it's been such a long time now that I don't remember. But I think with tip included, because you have to put in a tip, it came out to $193. And the meal that I got was just chicken and rib, which I remember this meal last year before the pandemic, it was like $29. That's the usual around here in Toronto, especially for a chicken and rib. If you're not going anywhere fancy, of course. But I believe the keg is not even that expensive. But I was just like, I cannot believe it. So from $29, it went to $47.99. The hotel gave us coupons to kind of like use them through the restaurants and stuff. But it did not make a difference. It was just not worth it. We got like $15 off, but the bill was still high after, you know, tip and everything, almost $200. So we kind of had to change the way we were eating out all the time. And that's what we had to do. Just go to Tamarind, buy a bagel, or go to McDonald's, have some breakfast, bring it back to the hotel, and then have lunch. We usually would have Subway or go to outside a little bit and not pay these extra crazy prices because, yeah, I understand they've been suffering. They got to make business too and, you know, upkeep their employees. But at the same time, it's just like it's not even affordable at this point. I get it if it was an extra $5 to $10, but when you're jacking it up to that amount from $29 to $47.99, that's a bit much. I know this is just my opinion. A lot of people can argue with it, like, oh, but they have to make their money. They've been closed for so long and it's just a busy touristic area. That's fine. People are going to pay for it, but count me out. So I noticed that whole week, a lot of people were arriving during the evening, a lot of people having, you know, a lot of coolers, a lot of strollers, a lot of wagons, people just pre-packed foods to eat it there, which, hey, why not, especially when things have gotten so expensive. But, you know, we made it work. We just tend to just go out further out. We do have a car. We paid for parking at the hotel that we can go in and out. And we just found places that we felt like, okay, you know what, let's just go have Harvey's, or let's do a meal takeout at Mandarin, or we will go to Swiss Chalet and have some chicken, like whatever it is. And you know what I'm noticing? They're missing, I feel like more businesses need to open up besides like the typical fast food, right? But I know during these times it's been difficult. And I guess because in Toronto, we have so many Portuguese places where you can have like your grilled chicken, your rice and potatoes. For those living in Toronto, come on, like you can get a really good meal. And I'm like, what happens if they open a churrasqueira in friggin' Niagara Falls? That place would be busy, even a Portuguese restaurant. Like there's a lot of Italian places, not enough Greek places, a lot of shawarma, Middle Eastern places. But how about a Portuguese churrasqueira? I hope someone out there listening can say, yeah, let's open up a place, because you can imagine the money you're making, the amount of food you're serving, it makes it worth your while. I don't know, that was like something that came to my mind. I was like, you know, I've never seen one. I know they have a lot of places in Hamilton, St. Catharines, but you know, still, it'd be nice to have one in Niagara Falls. Just saying. So overall, it was pretty awesome. I did relax a lot. I was very active. I always wanted to go for walks. And then when you come back, you're just like, oh no, I want to go on a walk, but I can't in my neighborhood at a certain time. So I was just like, I guess go back to your regular routine. But I did have fun. We obviously went shopping a little bit, more like window shopping. I couldn't find anything really that I wanted, especially when I haven't bought anything for myself for my birthday. And that's the thing that I do. I usually buy myself something for my birthday. I don't know if you guys do that, but I honestly do. It's been a thing where I buy something small for myself for my birthday. I don't spend a crazy amount of money, but it's just one of those things I need to reward myself as well. You know, you work hard and you just want to treat yourself to something, and it's been a while besides buying the necessities, right? So I'm still on the hunt of it. I don't even know what to buy. I'm still looking at stuff, and, you know, I'm very indecisive. I can't decide what I'm going to eat today, but I was very indecisive and I just didn't know. I was like, what am I going to buy? What am I going to buy for myself? It's either a new pair of headphones, wireless earbuds, maybe a pair of earrings that I still can't find them, or a pendant to attach to my necklace. Like, it was just like, you know, what am I going to buy for myself? So I'm still on the hunt for that, even though my birthday was about a month ago in a couple of days. And it's just like, I don't know, should I just wait till Black Friday and figure out the deals? Because I cannot wait. I don't know if it's going to be any of a difference or not, but we'll see what happens. You know, Amazon Prime deals, hello. So from my little getaway, which I felt so relaxed, I really was lazing off very hard that Saturday because we came home a bit early and I was just like, I ain't doing anything. I passed out, had a nap, then the next day I was just so exhausted. I just didn't know. I think it was like the too much sun in my face. I don't know. My mom thought it was probably the sun was really draining you. I don't know, because it was like I felt so tired when I got home, and then Sunday I just didn't feel like wanted to do anything. I was just like, oh my gosh, like I have a headache. I would go nap for 2 hours, get up, and I still have this headache, nap again for another hour, still have this headache, and I'll nap for 4 hours, wake up and you still have this headache, and you're just like, what is happening? But I did take it easy. I didn't do really much, and you know, I got up Monday morning to go to work and that was it. Like, what else could we do, right? Get back to reality. So I'm wondering, what are you guys doing during the summer? It's been crazy. Summer went by really fast. What was your biggest highlights? I want to hear about it, because this summer's been like quick, quick, quick. Spring, we didn't even have a spring, I'll be honest. It was still snowing in May. We went straight into hot weather and then boom, summer's over. Where did it go? But I do want to say, during the summer, I've been obsessed over ice, cold, cold water. I've been drinking way too much water, but I'm still obviously not overhydrated to a point. That's how much water I've been drinking. But I've been so obsessed over ice, cold, cold water. And I've been drinking a lot of it. It's, I don't know, it's just like, oh, the taste of water, so good. Weird, huh? You would think like it would be like an apple juice or a pop or some sort, like ginger ale. I love ginger ale, especially in lemon. But this time of the season, it's been cold, cold water that I've been pretty much addicted to. It's like every time once I pour it into my glass water bottle, because I do have a glass water bottle that fills enough, because if I have a cup, it's not going to be enough to last me. So I usually have my glass water bottle with me at my desk and I fill it up nice, nice cold, and I just drink away, which I feel like it's a good feeling. And lately I've been going and trying some alkaline water at the pharmacy, and I was just like, I don't know what's the difference between alkaline water. If someone does know the difference with alkaline water and the pH levels, I know I read a bunch of stuff on Google, but if you have a personal experience or something, because I've heard some people has helped them with their overall health and, you know, cure some things that they've been going through. But I don't know, maybe it's like a placebo effect, who knows, and people like read about it. So I've been purchasing alkaline water that I would drink 3 times out of the week and then just go back to the regular water. But then I see these pouches on Amazon, and I'm trying to see if it's even worth my money or not. It's just, I don't know what's the craze about it, but I don't know, lately I've been trying different types of waters, and I've been loving Esca when it's super cold. Of course, Evian, but I don't have that money to keep buying it every day. If it's on sale, I'll buy it, especially with Esca. Naya, it's like the water that we always carry at home. So when it's super cold, I just love a good cold water. I know, it's so weird. So for those who don't know, I've been working on a merch line and clothing line. It's called AVG, which is known as All Very Good. And I've been super busy with that. There's been quite a bit of challenges. I've been ordering samples from different fulfillment centers, and some of the stuff is not to par of what I should put out there and people should order. So there's been a lot of challenges with that. And I'm hoping, and it's scheduled, and you guys are the first people to find out, September 18 will be the soft launch. I'm releasing a soft launch, so this way I can kind of see how this is going to turn out. It's my first time. September 18 of 2020 is going to be the soft launch. Limited pieces are going to be on there for purchase, and this is a new journey for me. I'm very excited. I'm so happy by the support of many people so far, and they're excited as well what I have come up with. And I do have to say, for all my American listeners, it's going to be in American dollars, which of course my Canadian listeners and international, the currency can be converted, but most of the stuff is in American dollars. So I'm excited. I am nervous. Once again, September 18 is the soft launch. You're going to find pieces. I am releasing a whole bunch of customized masks that I've created for all of you. I hope you guys love what you get. And I'm nervous. I'm not going to lie, guys. I'm nervous. I'm starting something new in this whole thing that I'm doing with the podcast. I'm going to have podcast merch as well. I may have some shower karaoke stuff. We're not sure yet. Of course, I have to talk to my co-host who we run this with, and we're going to see what we're going to do. We're going to probably do some exclusive designs for all of you, and we have so much planned. So just bear with us and stay tuned. Now, with All Very Good, there's a lot of stuff coming. Of course, just like your limited edition All Very Good stuff. And I do have other designs. I'm releasing a bunch of masks on the soft launch. So there's going to be t-shirts, there's going to be sweaters, and then there's going to be an option for customization as well if you guys want stuff customized. And I'm excited to do that for all of you. So stay tuned. September 18th is the soft launch. I'm super excited. I am nervous, like I've mentioned already. It's becoming real as I'm finishing stuff up. I'm creating promos. I'm talking to other people to help me push this product out. So it's nerve-wracking, but I'm very excited to take on this challenge and this risk, because I've always been told, you want to do something, you have to take the risk, and you got to really get a feel of it. Now, for whatever reason, this doesn't work out, I'm going to have to make that decision, but I'm hoping and crossing my fingers, and I've always been putting it out in the universe, that it is going to work out. It has to work out. It's got to, right? Well, we don't know, but I am putting it out there. I got to be positive. I'm excited. I've created a bunch of stuff for now. I didn't know that I was supposed to be planning for December. What am I going to do for December? I don't know if I'm going to do anything fancy or not with the designs, but this is my first time. I got to figure it out. With COVID, though, the problem is shipping to Canada. So for those Canadians listening, it's going to take a while to get product into Canada because of the shipping. You're looking at more than 15 days because it stays at the border for a long time to get inspected. From inspection, it goes out to the fulfillment center, either in London or in Windsor, or in Montreal, or even in the other parts northern of Ontario, which is pretty crazy where I've seen all these packages go. So you really got to be patient, and it's going to be in the website for that, which really sucks. That I hate that my Canadians have to wait a long periods of time because of this whole pandemic, and I hope you guys understand. But for my Americans, you're getting it fast shipping. I'm telling you, fast shipping. I've had a couple samples go out to quite a bit of people because I wanted to make sure I was getting the quality that I wanted once this is launched on September 18. And so far, so good. Fast shipping, 100%. So I'm working out the nicks and knacks, the quirks and everything to make sure it goes smoothly on September 18. I won't have any problems. So please, guys, start following the Instagram page of All Very Good, known as AVG. Fashion and lifestyle, and the Instagram handle, you will obviously find it in the show notes, and it's going to be AVGEST2020. Once again, it's AVGEST2020. It's going to be in the show notes for you guys. Check it out, follow it, and you'll be up to date what's being released. So the soft launch is September 18th. I feel like I've been talking a lot. Holy crap. So guys, I just want to say thank you so much with all the support. I got to say season 2 of Shower and Karaoke. I cannot believe it. We're already in season 2. Of course it was coming back, but we had to deal with recapping 13 Reasons Why because it was a thing for us. It was like our little project and making it become like a not focusing on the social issues, but, you know, let's talk about how the characters develop and how well these producers, the writers have really put in this last final season of 13 Reasons. So if you guys are starting to watch 13 Reasons, you can definitely roll back a little bit on the podcast where we recap season 3 and, of course, season 4. I've been on amazing podcasts lately. Definitely check it out. It's going to be on the Everything with Ange website. You can find it. If you go into the tab where it says featured on, you can definitely click on the link of the podcast that I've been featured on, and you guys can take a listen. I've been so grateful to be on these podcasts and talk about my story. So thank you guys so much for all your support. And obviously those who have actually gone and listened to these podcasts, thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed it. Season 2 is coming. I'm looking for some song requests. You guys can definitely leave a voice message on the Anchor website of the podcast. So this way you guys can send us your song requests, send me an email through the website. Hey, I need you to review this song choice, and, you know, we'll do it for you. So guys, thank you so much. I'm going to wrap this up. But thank you guys again. I really appreciate. Don't forget, September 18 is the soft launch for All Very Good clothing. And I'm so excited. There's a lot that I'm putting forward onto this website. Continue checking onto the website at everythingwithange.com for updates. Once again, it's A-N-G-E. Oh my gosh. Thank you guys again. I really appreciate it. And that's all we have for now.
Hi, this is Michelle Miller from Mentors on the Mic podcast.
I'm Anthony.
And I'm Jessica with the Beautiful Feet podcast.
Hey, it's your boy Bromar, host of The Bromar Show.
Hello, everyone. It's the Coupon Queenpin from the CQP Moments podcast.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, a.k.a. The Gentleman of The Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Hi, this is Stephanie Valente, your local massage therapist.
And you are listening to A Little Bit of Everything with Angelica.
That's it for now, and thank you for tuning in on another episode of A Little Bit of Everything with me. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Just don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on the podcast platform that you're listening to.